Hey everybody, I'm Sister Goose, and I have here with me my lovely co-host,
Sugar Mama,
and we are Black Girls Inc. And today is our last day of Men's Week. Let's snap for that. Yeah. Woo! And I'm excited about our last interview with one of our men today. We're going to talk about his book that's coming out November 5th. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for us to interview him and help you guys get to know him as we talk about his book. So please help me welcome our author for today, Excellius.
Hey, everyone. How are everybody doing?
We doing all right. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. So can you tell everyone the title of your book and what your book is going to be about?
Oh, the title of my book is The Badass Witch, and it's just The Badass Witch, and it's about women in general. The story is initially it's like a love story, however, with women's history entwined, like as in a backdrop, but at the same time defining my protagonist.
Okay.
And
I was feeling what you were saying. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, yes, now. I think it's a must read. I didn't necessarily want it to be my debut novel, but it was just like right on time. You know, this year is your 100-year anniversary of the right of her, right to be Black Girl Inc., right to be a woman, period. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like a contribution novel. But at the same time, outlining everything with the book, I'm hoping that the book will pretty much give an idea, a thought, and a perception of the witch itself. Because I put it like the association with the witch has been like we all have negative associations and so on and so forth. And it was a time that a woman who was ambitious, a woman who was intelligent, was being prosecuted, you know. And the prosecution for being a witch was, you know, basically murder. You see what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that from that perspective and the total and the totality of the book and the nature of the book, the concepts, you know, it's a book by for all women, for whereas, you know, there's no shape, no size. It's, you know, it's, I mean, I'm a Black author, so therefore, you know, I come from origin. Plus, I know a little bit about our history, so I inspire all together. You know, okay. But it's a love, huh?
I was digging on what you're saying, so go ahead. You were saying it's a love story, go ahead.
So, you know, I think it's that woman novel, you know. Mm-hmm. Not to be cocky, but it's basically the woman novel that should have been written a long time ago, that no one ever wrote, and it's an innovative work that. You know, I love it myself. You know, you know, as an author, I'm very critical. I'm very judgmental of my work. You know, I like how it came out. I love this concept. I love the protagonist. I love everything associated. I give it all in totality. You know, Scott, you, the Sugar Mama got the concept. I keep that. That flow, whereas there was a time that we once lived on a matriarch, you know, prior to the patriarch times, or the matriarch times, and you know, a lot in African American household, we still live on the matriarch, so, you know, I'm giving out that concept, how the mother passed on to the daughter, and just keeping the legacy going, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm digging that, okay. Yeah, your books sound good. Okay. So, how did this book come to you? Like, how did it call you to write it?
Originally, I built myself a hall, right? So, and the concept of a witch, you know, just came to mind as in how would I write it, when I would write it. And I did a research on it. And seeing why these women are being prosecuted, and I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? And they use like biblical references and so on and so forth to persecute these women and prosecute them as well because they were actually placed on trial. And I say, hold on, man, This sounds like the same woman in the Proverbs, the virtuous one. He moves on. So I'm like, whoa, what is this? And then, you know, then I see women like you all. I see women like Oprah, women like Madison C.J. Warren. I'm like, hold on, man, these are like real witches, you know? Yeah. And yeah, and you all right there. I also said, as of that, I put the lure in it, and then entwined it, like I said, with all the negative connotations with the witch, and put it all together, and came up with the badass witch. You know, she's going to be a witch, she's going to be badass at it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. I like that. You said whatever you're going to be, you're going to be better at it. Okay, okay. So, what do you want people to take away from your book after they read it?
I mean, I wish to, you know, just as my debut novel, see that, you know, I'm a writer to be reckoned with, you know, coming from my background. You know, as you know, I'm self-educated. I've been invested, you know, a lot of stuff since I was 15 years old. You know, as of the day, it's 66 days I've been out. So, after that, you know, for the past 23 years, you know, just, you know, kill the whole concept, and excuse me, the whole, how do I say, the statistics of black men getting out of prison, or pushing it out of prison, period, and showing that to others that a dream, a concept can be birthed from anywhere, you know what I mean? It's like, now, Tupac say, Tupac has got a poem, also a book of poems called The Road That Grew From the Concrete, you know. And as a result, I say, with that concept, you know, anyone, no matter where they've been through, how they've been through, where they at, what they're doing, it's all type of things that come your way, but that seed, as long as that seed, you water it, you grow it, and I want everyone to know that, you know, it's a dream to be fulfilled, even if, how would you say, just, even if any obstacle, any fatal fate, or anything that makes you come by, you can overcome, you know? Mm-hmm. And exactly. Also, the witches itself, you know, I define a witch as an intelligent woman, an outspoken woman, an ambitious woman, and a bold woman. And I think either characteristic, even if you don't, as a woman, you know, a woman say, I don't got this, I'm not, they're technically outspoken, I'm an introvert, so on and so forth, but I am intelligent. Any of those character traits show that she is a badass witch. That she can be like Gwendolyn, which is the name of the protagonist in the story. Mm-hmm. And she can G-win, because that's like her concept inside the story. She's like, she calls herself G-win, because she's going to win regardless. And I would want everyone to feel that way.
Okay, I like that. He said she's going to win regardless. Mm-hmm. Can we snap to the story he just told about himself? Yeah. Okay, because I really admire your story about you. Like you said, even out, you said for 66 days.
As of the day, yes.
Good for
yes,
you.
And I congratulate you for that.
Stay out.
Thank
I want to let you know that you are showing people that, like you said, you can always go from your dream no matter where you are in life. And you are making your dream happen, which I really admire. And I hope that when people listen to you, especially young men, older men, to show them that no matter how low you think you might go, you know, get yourself up and still go for your dream. And
exactly.
I think you're so powerful. So, kudos to you, my brother.
Thank you.
Just because you came from a dark place doesn't mean you can't go to a light place.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and you are definitely proving that statistics is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at you. They think that when people get out, they ain't gonna have nowhere to go and know what they want to do in life and all that.
Don't go back.
But you making your plans and you setting up your steps and you know where you want to go.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what height you're about to go to. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're letting us be a part of it and let us interview you so we can say we was there when he got started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can't forget about y'all. Black Girl Inc. is my official professional interview, so I appreciate that too. Thank you.
Yes, well, welcome.
It's nice to hear somebody else say, what did you call us?
She wanted you to hear you say our name again, Black Girls
Inc. Black Girls Inc.
Yes, and you are our first male that came on that was incarcerated that's showing how, you know, you came out and you went for your dream. So I want you to know that today your story made history in our books.
Yes.
And we hope that we can use your story to, like I said, use it as example for other young men and uplift them. So let's snap your pen for making history on Black Girls Inc.
And to all the other ones that's still there, your day's gonna come. You're gonna get out too.
Yes, so I hope you don't mind, but I done got a nickname for you, and my nickname for you is the man that never stopped chasing his dream.
I like that.
Yes, he's a dream chaser. He never stopped, and he's making it come true. Because a lot of people can't do that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that talk a lot of stuff about their dream, what they're going to do and what they want to do, but they don't take that initiative first step to make it happen. And look at you, man. You took them steps. You making it happen. You don't just talk about it. You being about it. So that's what's up.
Good for you.
Yeah, so how did you get into writing? What made you fall in love with writing?
Oh, when I was, you know, like I say, like 3 months after I got arrested, I never read a book in my life, you know, and so when I got arrested, I knew how to read. I was just one of those brotherhood kids who just, you know, thought reading was lame and like, man, people know you read, because all of like the thugs was pretty much illiterate, you know. So if you show a dude that you knew how to read, then you had problems. So when I got around 3 months after I got arrested, I read a book called Make You Want to Holler by Nathan McCall. And it was very inspirational because the fact that he was just a regular guy, you know, it ain't like he was some sort of celebrity, you know, he ran some sort of marathon, he saved 5 people out of building. And it was like a bestseller. And I'm like, and the counselor in the juvenile floor was like, you know, yeah, man, you know, he's the best way. So for explaining to me what best or what it meant, you know, explaining to me how he went about doing it, he just wrote about his life and what it is. And that is ironic. I read a book called, the second book I read was called Witches. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't even, it's strange because I don't even remember the author name at all. So it was kind of odd. I was curious because as I'm reading the book, I was able to discern what the author was trying to say, why they put certain words or certain scenarios within the book to express what they was trying to write. So when I seen that I had a nick for that, I wanted to write ever since. But, you know, I can't say I was well educated because I dropped out of school, you know, in middle school at that, like in 8th grade. So as a result, I didn't learn how to write until about 10 years later.
And I so. Wow. You got a powerful story, man. Like, for real. I really commend you for your hard work. And you know what?
You would have screwed
up. Me. I didn't really read books all like that at first either. I had dyslexia, so that's one of the main reasons I didn't really want to read books, because it was hard for me to read it. So I would write my own books, because who better for me to read than myself? You know what I mean? That was my way of, I can't mess up because I wrote it, and I can add words in there, it's okay because it's my stuff. So I get what you mean. And you said you dropped out of middle school. I dropped out in high school because of personal reasons. But I did drop out. I did end up getting my education later, but I did, and I'm just making a point of we're showing people that don't assume stuff about us dropouts that you could just drop us out to. Right. Like, we're not going to be somebody. Because we can be somebody, too. It don't take book smarts. We got life, you know, smarts. We got wisdom. Yes. We got street smarts. It's not just book smart to make you somebody in this world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So...
You know, exactly. You know, a lot of times circumstances make you run off from school, but you know, the basic education itself set at that foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, that we didn't really steer too far. Mm-hmm. You know, we went far enough to know the basic education, where, you know, why our ancestors, you know, thrived again and so on and so forth, you know, and as a result, we already had the neck, you know, we had that ability. But circumstances make you go this way, that way, and the other. And it brings you back to what your foundation was in the beginning. As a result, that's the way you got us, you know, doing our thing right now.
Okay. And I feel you on that. I really do. So, look, y'all heard it here. You hear his story. There's no way nobody cannot be touched by your story. I'm just saying, because I'm touched by what I'm hearing as you're talking. Yeah.
Don't forget it's a pandemic, and I'm out here with a pandemic. I'm tomorrow. I mean, look at those barriers. Look at the barriers. You see that? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, what I mean? So it's like, we were an Olympian going right now. You know, it was like a track and field, right? You know, getting out 23 years behind time. It really is a sex thing. You know, I thought, like, because, you know, you got to understand, this is how it is. And, so the dudes you around, probably my age, a little younger. But, you know, they had a time where it was segregation.
Yeah.
And, like, in the 60s, like, say, for instance, like, 64, that's when it came about with the Civil Rights Act. But in 86, it was no existence of that. And that's like 20 years later. Mm-hmm. It exists, period. So as a result, I got out 23 years later, you know, and it's like everything has changed, you know, everything is different, the technology is different, so on and so forth. They got this pandemic, the outbreak, you know, COVID-19, everybody going through these little changes, you know, and one thing I can say, and the only thing I'm doing, I can say what I'm doing. I'm just focused on what I got going on, you know, you know. You know, I'm doing everything that, you know, taking the necessary step that I need to take, but I'm focused on what I got going on. Right. Focus on what I want to do, what I can do. Right. So a lot of people get out, a lot of people be around, even with those who are out, they focus on all the problems, but never on the solution.
Right.
Say that.
That's so true.
So that's what.
Wow, well, that was such a good phrase that he just used. They focus on the problem and never the solution. And you are the one who focused on the solution. And you know what? I love what you said. You're focusing on you right now. And it's okay, people, to take that moment in your life to focus on you, to get yourself together to where you want to be. If people don't understand it, oh, well. It's not for them to understand. Sometimes you gotta go through that journey where you need to just do stuff to get yourself together. And I'm speaking for myself too as a woman, because I had that moment in my life too. You know what I mean? Especially with this pandemic, like you saying, I'm focusing on me, being a mother, taking care of my mom and my family, and to make our dreams come true right now. So we're working hard. So I get what you mean. And people, it's okay to take that moment to focus on you and strive for what you want to do.
Yeah, that's a badass. I mean, you describing you just described my book, the concept of the book, right? Yeah. So I love it.
Well, thank you. Look, I take that as a compliment. I just helped describe the book. Okay. So what's next for you? Like, after this book, do you see yourself writing another book? Do you know where you want to go after this?
Oh, man, it's just a good one. I mean, you know, you got to know that that I didn't pretty much come out here unprepared for what everything, you know what I mean? I mean, I got books, you know, this is my debut novel. And so I got a few titles under my belt, completed and ready, you know. And I'm ready to shoot them out in sequence, you know, step by step. And I'm going hard. This is my career. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm trying to do. And hope to expand in every aspect of the writing. You know, so that's like basically my future goals is just to perfect this shit and to monetize from as much as possible. And just be me, excellus. That's what I'm here for. I was waiting to excel all these years, you know what I mean? And I would like also, that's what I'm hoping on to, a success story. A lot of young people, got people that, oh, you can talk, be a speaker, you got a story, so on and so forth, you can talk to the youth, you can use your story to influence you, so on and so forth. However, I think a lot of the youth, from my perspective, from me coming from that era, and you know what I mean, I still got the youthful ideology in me. So I like, a lot of youth want to hear a success story. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it'll be more so influential. Not only that, I got out doing what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I also bear the fruit from what I did.
There you go.
From doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So that's what I was. So the success of that would be the success of all those. And I want to start a foundation called the Waiting to Excel Foundation. Because there's a lot of us just like these sister girls. It's a whole bunch of who got talent who think they can't do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Can we give him a snack for that?
Yeah.
Give him some snacks.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm loving your plan and what you plan on doing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see what you got next. He said he got books under the belt, Mom.
They're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I will definitely be one of your supporters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking forward to your book coming out. Especially when he said that, you know, I'm describing it, so it sounds like a book I want to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I also, another reason that your book interests me is because I would like to see a male perspective on women.
You get what I mean?
Men, and you're writing about women. And I would love to, you know, read your book and prick your brain of how you see us and your opinion and what you think and the details that you get to make your book.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I love the way, you know, that black men see us. I know that people say a lot of things about black men, but there are black men out there who support us black women, who see us as strong women, as you said.
We're not all angry.
Yes.
And it's funny you say that, because that's the ultimate message in the book, you know. Because you always, it's like basically the book that says, yeah, every strong man is even stronger woman, you know. And I started off with the prologue is based on the Greek mythology. In Egyptian mythology, they have the story of Osiris. They said Osiris' enemies, which was his twin brother Set, had cut his body parts up in pieces and spread it down the Nile River. And Isis took all his body parts, put them back together, brought him back to life. And he went out and conquered his enemies. You know, but we know that ain't happened. You know that? Mm-hmm. You know, he's doing his going. You know that? But they use it, I feel like, you know, back then, you know, they used more so parables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That what happened was, this was really like Osiris' enemies was, you know, they scared him out of death.
Yeah.
So it was like, to encourage him, who told him, oh, you the son God, you that dude, you know, you got to get him. Who this dude think he is coming at you like this is? And made him boost it. Voiced his confidence, and he was able to see himself through his wife's eye and actually go out there and do what he had to do. She encouraged him. She backed him. She pushed him. Mm-hmm. And that concept is basically how everything is. Everybody knows now that, you know, it wouldn't be no Obama if it wasn't for no Michelle. You hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as a result, you know, that's what it showed. There's a lot of strong women. I really think the majority of women are strong. Mm-hmm. That, and a lot of men and a lot of women make men as a man, like that, in a, as defined as being responsible, you know, being active, being courageous, and so on and so forth. And it was always the woman that always had to endure that. You know what I mean? And it was good to actually put in perspective. You know what I mean? Because it's like, whoa, it's like, honestly, because I'm a thing for truth. And, you know, I'm from the hood and so on and so forth. So I grew up in rap music. I never, you know, had a total respect for women and knew where you all came from, how you came from, how it was slavery. It was a Holocaust. And Yasta, it was kind of like living like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I was like, whoa. So as a result, and it showed me, and especially, okay, look, you have to acknowledge this and that, that and the other to pretty much get a totality of the woman species and whole. You know, the strength, where y'all coming from, how y'all coming from. And all it's about endurance, you know, persevering and all that mixed together, y'all done that. And I love y'all.
I really respect what you just said, because he said that at first we didn't have as much respect as we do now for women after he found out about us more and read into it more. And I respect that about you, that you said that, because, you know, there's women out there who need to hear that, because sometimes we feel like men don't appreciate us as much because they don't understand, or they don't want to take the time to understand. And I'm not ripping on men when I say that. Let me make that clear. Sometimes, as a woman, and I'll just use me and my partner as an example, that sometimes he doesn't understand me. I feel like, me as a woman, you don't really understand how much I really do, do you?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's all like, you know, honey, I did this, this, and that, and I'm tired. And he wants to take a nap. And I'm like, well, you get to take a nap. I don't get to take a nap at all. I'm 24/7. I'm your woman 24/7. And when you wake up from your nap, who do you think got your dinner ready? Me. I get to go to sleep. You know what I mean? So one day we switch roles. I'll never forget, I was upset. I left the house. And I said, you know what? You take my role for today. You got the kids. You go ahead and cook. You go ahead and do the house and all that. I stayed out all day. This man called me 50 million times. You know, I was ignoring him. And he was calling me about the simplest things. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really too dramatic. But the simplest things that I can do in, like, where the control? Where is the formula? How many scoops does it need? Da, 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 da. And I'm just like, you can't even function without me. Like, come on. But it took that day for him to realize how important I really was. And then he started to understand and to give me breaks. Now, I'm not saying that as men are not important either, because you men are important. You know, you are orders. You help with the children too. You know what I'm saying? You help keep that order in the house. You do the handiwork. You do the lifting, and you take the trash out for me, because Lord knows I'm not going to do it. I appreciate you as a man, and I acknowledge you. But sometimes women want to hear the same thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I said I appreciate you saying that. Because a lot of men won't admit that they didn't have, like you said, you know, I didn't, you know, respect the woman as much as I did now. And I respect you for that. I hope that other men read your book so they could get where you at.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I hope so too. You can pretty much let him know, let him see, and acknowledge and act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that would be nice also, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I think your book is wonderful. I really can't wait till it come out because I really am interested to see what it's about.
Yes,
November 5th, and we will make sure on our show, because we're coming to YouTube too, we're going to make sure on our show that the last 3 days close to his book, we're going to count down it coming out and let y'all know that it's about to come out and when it's released so y'all can get your copy. We will do that. Now on our show, we have this thing that we like to call tea time. So, my Mr. Dream Chaser, because you know that's your nickname now, the Dream Chaser. Are you ready for tea time with us?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, tea time is the moment where we take what the author's book is about, or the character, or the title, and we turn it into a topic that we freely talk about openly. And we're about to do that with you. So is everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right. So the tea time question that I heard. So the tea time question of the day is, name a bad woman in your life that empowered you into who you are today. And when I say bad, I don't mean she's bad. It's just I don't cuss. I can't say the other part. So, bad really mean good. Name a bad mama jamma woman in your life that impacts you, you know, in your life and how you are today. So, Mom, do you want to go first?
Well, I'm trying to narrow it down to one because, you know, I'm older, so I got a couple, you know, but...
You got a couple?
Yeah,
you can't think of one?
I have some older sisters.
Okay.
So it's easy to say your mom, because I ain't going to say my mom. Everybody say mom, because your mom is the person, but I have other people too. Now, to me, I would say my mother-in-law too. She was very good to me. She taught me a lot too.
So go ahead. You take your turn next. Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was so many women I had a name that was my auntie Diane. She was she was that loud, outspoken, always there. She's on the scene, she make a move, she make a thing happen, she made nothing out of something. She was just that woman she played a major role, and she was a key to pretty much garner me the respect of what a woman was, you know, as a on her own doing a thing. You know, she raised a lot of kids, not her kids. She raised a lot of kids. I got so many cousins, I hate my cousins.
That's how I am too, because you know, in my house, our nieces and nephews didn't go to daycare. They came to our house. So our house was a daycare. So they went to work, they brought the kids to our house. When I was in high school, I used to go to my sister's house early in the morning. Before I got ready for school, I would go to her house, and I'd come get her son, bring her back to my house, and I'd get ready for school. And when I came home from school, I would go home, I would get him and take him home, and I'd come home. I did that every day. Every weekday I did that. And they said that he was mine. I said, no, it's my nephew. That's what we did.
That's what's up. So your aunt was your bad man and mama woman in your life? I was saying, so your aunt was your bad mama jamma woman that was in your life?
Yes.
Let's give a snap to his aunt.
Yeah.
Give a snap. So if you listen to her, you know, we appreciate you. The bad mama jamma woman in my life, of course people's gonna expect my mom, so I'm not gonna pick her.
Right, man.
The bad mama jamma woman in my life is my sister. I appreciate my sister growing up. I didn't realize what she really did for me until I got older and I became a mother. And I realized that she really was my second mother. And I even gave her a Mother's Day gift that first year that I was pregnant with my daughter. I gave her a Mother's Day gift because I started to realize around then how much of an impact she was for me, how much sacrifice she made help raising me, because she missed a lot of things she could have did in her childhood because she was helping with me. And I mean helping me do my homework, helping me try to not get in trouble in school, making me something to eat so when I came home from school, I had a hot, warm meal. She was showing me how to do things. I won't get into details, but things that mothers and daughters do. And she would annoy me because she called me 50 million times to check on me when I was out, but I didn't realize that was just her making sure I was safe and that I was okay, you know, in the world we live in. You know, I was young and I was a teenager going out with my friends. And when nighttime came, she would call a lot to make sure I was getting on the bus. And I can't lie, because I would break the curfew. So she had a reason to call. But but she was a very good impact on my life. She's part of the reason that I am the woman that I am today. And even though she get on my nerves sometimes, she's my bad mama jamma woman. And I love the mother that she is now. She's an even better mother to her children, just as she was to me. And I adore watching her with her babies because it makes me remember being with her. So that's my bad mama jamma woman in my life. And so the reason, so I hope y'all enjoyed our tea time topic, because the reason we did that is to show you that just from the little information we got about our brother's book here, imagine what you'll get if you read his whole book. So please, when his book come out November 5th, please go and purchase his book. But can you let them know where they can follow you, so if they want to see, you know, your process and what you're doing and stuff, where can they come follow you at?
I mean, I'm on the social media. It's only limited social media site because of the lack of knowledge, really. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook. And if anyone follow me, I'm in the process of developing a website for the actual book and an actual Facebook page for the book also. So have it as its own life. If you know, Birth of Life on its own, I think that would it will ensue after publication, after release rather, after the release of it. So trying to get pretty much birth that out of that, and I'm gonna be involved, so they can help me up on that and check up on my progress, the progress of other titles, or win, the trials, or merchandise. I got these bracelets, the bags, these bracelets with the engravings inside, intelligent, outspoken, ambitious, a bold woman. Which one are you? I ask the question. And it's not just a pick, a select. It's the basic, anyone. In particular, I don't mind, people biting, biting as long as for the cause, But the cause is buying and keeping the movement, keeping everybody moving, because everybody be stagnated. It's been like stagnated for a lot of things, a lot of people. So, they can check me out on all that, Facebook, Instagram, that's why I'm working on the website right now, so it's coming along. I got to shoot a few days. Be patient with me.
Hey, it's all right. Look, take your time, and when you get it, send it to me, so whenever you do your book release, I can tell them your website and stuff and where to go. So don't even worry about it. We want to make sure your fans come follow you. Because I got a feeling you're going to get you some good fans. So, like I said, y'all, be on the lookout for his book, November 5th. Say that title one more time.
Badass Witch.
That's right. I was going to say it, but I don't cuss. That's why I told you to say it.
I mean, it's like an unwritten subtitle. I am a woman. I mean, if you want to go that route.
All right. I'll go with that too. I am a woman. All right.
So, I am a woman.
You know what this means now, right? Since you did an interview with us, yeah. Right?
And you got a hashtag too when you speak on it. Hashtag that woman now.
Okay, that woman, I got you. So, you know what this means now that you did an interview with us?
What it means.
It means that you are officially a member of the Black Girls Inc. family. You are on our Black Men's Inc. family crew. You know, you're on our Black Men's line. We making y'all own little crew too. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Come back on the show. Yes, you're more than welcome to come back on the show.
Yes.
You know, whenever you're ready.
I would like it. Yes, I will.
Yeah, we can even make a day with if you do poetry or. Yeah. If you want to read a few chapters in your book, let us know. We'll have you come on so you can. You're a member now. So like I said, this will not be the first or last time you hear from my brother today.
All right.
So I'm your girl, Sister Goose.
And I'm Sugar Mama.
And we are
Black Girls Inc.
Snap you later.